Jason Friday on 88.5 The SoCal Sound.
Radiohead for you, my friend. That is a Permanent Daylight from the My Iron Lung EP. Lung.
It's 88.5.
The SoCal Sound.
Oh, hey, Jason Friday. What's up?
Yo, yo.
You made it just in time for the program.
I know, barely. I was literally hopping over fences and doing all kinds of craziness.
Hopping over orange trees.
Yeah, that's
the orange grove.
Actually,
sea sun.
And the turtles and the geese. Yeah, exactly.
I do love that little turtle pond.
I know.
The other day, there were so many turtles out in the sun. It was kind of crazy.
I like that.
A happy spring. Spring was yesterday, the first day of spring.
Wait, really?
Apparently. I'm not happy about the temperatures that are coming at all. The idea of spring sounds fun, but I'm more of a fall gal.
Same z's.
But, you know, we are in the present, so let's just enjoy it.
Okay.
Okay, can we talk about Radiohead for a minute? Everybody, I don't know if you keep up with the rumors on the internets.
Right.
But first of all, there was a rumor that all the members of Radiohead started a company name again, which usually means they're touring. And then there were some rumors that we should call up. Oh, yeah, that would have been funny. Call up Palisades High School and say, is it true that you did a wildfire benefit and you gave away a pair of Radiohead tickets at any show you want, and someone apparently donated $4,000, and they're going to see Radiohead even though there's no tour?
No way. Yeah, we should call them. What's
someone
the number?
Someone is messing with us.
Yeah, it's not funny. It's not funny.
It is ridiculous. I happen to know someone that is connected to the band, and I keep writing, what's happening with Radiohead? And this person's like, I don't know anything. You know, they're not vibing with me at all.
They're like, back up.
I said, you're hurting me, and they're being very serious, and they keep writing back. I keep telling you, I don't know anything. I did get someone's number who is very close to the band, but I haven't reached out just yet. But I'm telling you, there's a tour happening.
Oh, yes.
There's no joke out there, everybody.
No jokes.
If you follow Radiohead on Instagram, They keep posting about the Benz. What if it's a Benz anniversary tour?
I mean, that would be...
It's been 30 years.
That would be madness.
So we're losing our minds over here, is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
This is a perfect time to switch over to a brand new song. We love the Bug Club. They're a Welsh band. Remember the song Lonsdale Slippers?
Of course.
Well, they have a brand new tune that we're going to give you right now. It is Have You Ever Been to Wales?
I haven't, but my family has.
Oh, are you Welsh as well?
Yeah, I got a little bit of everything, just mutt central over here.
Yeah, that's nice. Yeah. All right, this is a brand new song from The Bug Club. It is Friday on a Friday. Music sounds better on a Friday. 88.5.
The SoCal Sound.
Eight, die, three, four. Have you ever been to Wales?
Now I'm looking at you. seem so strange. In the midnight hour, you came alive.
I was looking for my crystal ball.
I was busy trying to charm that snake.
When the sun came up, we had no place to hide.
And you had to tell your friends that my fangs were fake.
I just had to.
Oh.
Well, you and I both know. Used to kiss me in your bed sheets, just a rattling your chains. Well, back then, maybe it didn't seem so strange.
Well, even when one is dead and gone, it still takes two to make a house a home.
Well, I'm as lonesome as the catacombs. I hear you call my name, but no one's there.
Except a feeling in the air.
You and I both know that the house is haunted. Yeah, you and I both know that the ghost is you. Used to walk around screaming or slamming on them doors.
Well, I'm all
that is Shaky Graves and Dearly Departed. Oh, maybe you should be doing some of the DJing. What song did we just hear?
Oh, we just played Dearly Departed by Shaky Graves.
Wow, you're a professional DJ.
I am a professional.
It's 88.5.
The SoCal Sound.
I am Julie Slater.
Jason Friday.
It is Friday on a...
Freitagavishkana.
Jason joins me every Friday in the 1 o'clock hour. We play some tunes. We get you into the weekend because we're all living for the weekend. Am I right? Or we're working for the weekend.
Everybody. Yeah, for real.
I thought you were going to keep singing.
I was.
All right. This is another new jam. We like to give you new music discovery. It's part of our work here. Everything is recorded. Do you know that band?
I don't.
Oh, you don't?
No.
This is their third studio record.
No.
This is what's great. It's called, the record is called Temporary. It reminds me of last week's guest. Meg Robb walked into a tattoo shop and said, I would like a temporary tattoo.
Oh, right.
And they said, we don't do that there. She's like, no. I mean the word temporary. So do you get it? She got a tattoo that's permanent.
It says temporary.
It says temporary. But what is the deal with everyone erasing their tattoos? Who's that SNL guy? Who just took away all his body.
Pete Davidson, yeah.
Yeah, he apparently took off all his tattoos.
Yep.
I met somebody recently who has tattoos all over, and they're like, yeah, I want to get rid of most of them. I don't love every single tattoo I have, but I don't want to get rid of any. It seems kind of silly.
No, but I mean, I have friends who are, they call it blacked out. It's where you literally cover your tattoos with black ink, and that's it. So their whole bodies were tattooed basically up to their face.
But are they mad now that they blacked it out?
No.
When they could have gotten rid of them? It seems very painful.
I would agree with that, yeah. And that, maybe that is just continuing of the pain of getting tattoos. I don't know. I honestly don't know. I think it's a thing. But
I do want to apologize to the band Everything Is Recorded because we've gone off on a tangent.
We have.
So they have a new song. It features Sampha and also Florence Welch, Florence and the Machine, I like to call FloMo.
FloMo.
This song has been described as transcendent, a hymnal piece of music.
Ooh.
Are you ready for it?
I am.
It's quite beautiful. It is called Never Felt Better. It's new music from Everything Is Recorded on 88.5.
The SoCal Sound.
Feelings like depression. Stay inside, pay for my protection. location, time, frequency, reception. See how I rejected your affection. Yeah, I never felt better.
I thought I was in so much pain.
Never felt better.
I thought I was in such a bad place.
Never felt better.
I thought I was in so much pain.
I never felt better. Thought I had my guard up as prevention. I got hit, so I guess that was invention. I'm laid out seeing butterflies, ascension. I put my guard up back again, convention.
Yeah. Friday on a Friday with Julie Slater and Jason Friday on the SoCal Sound.
Natalie's explaining limerence between taking hits from a blunt, high as a kite while Roddy's playing GTA. I swear, why is he so good at this game? It should be cause for concern. I'm just shoveling popcorn into my mouth so I don't say the things that I'm thinking out loud. I'm thinking about breaking your heart someday soon. And if I do, I'll be breaking mine too. If I stay busy, maybe I'll forget how I feel and go on living life as I planned it. So bring on the parties. I wanna go dancing my arm round the waist of a friendly acquaintance, toeing the line of betraying your trust. Why do I feel alive when I'm behaving my worst? Is there a difference between lying to you if it feels just as bad as telling the truth? that there is, and I know what I'll pick. I want what we have, our beautiful life, but the stillness, the stillness.
That is a brand spanking new song from Lucy Dacus, Limerence. Limerence. It's off the new record, which is called Forever is a Feeling. Is it out yet? No, it comes out next Friday.
I know, it's funny. I feel like, God, when did we see her last? It feels like it's been months, but it's only a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, she played the Huntington, Botanical Gardens.
Yes.
And since then, she has come out that she is officially dating Julian Baker from Boy Genius.
Isn't that something?
That little sneaker. There was a lot of people who knew and they didn't tell us.
I know.
We like the scoop, everybody.
We do. Please tell us.
Lucy Dacus playing the Greek two nights of May 14th and 15th. That's going to be great.
Oh, yeah.
You know a record that came out today and it is fantastic. Chef's Kiss. It's My Morning Jacket. And the album is called Is. I believe it's our 10th studio record.
Wow.
So we're going to do an album dive into that record next week. But you know what we like to do on Fridays?
Huh.
A little teaser. We're going to play a new track off that record.
Oh!
Coming up next as we get back to the music.
Faster.
Hey, it's Adam Duritz from Counting Crows. I am this month's artist in residence on the SoCal Sound. I'm going to guest DJ each week. I'm going to play songs that I love and share a story or two. Join me this Saturday night, 6 p.m., only on 88.5, SoCal Sound.
Artist in residence, Saturday nights at 6, 88.5, SoCal Sound.
Support comes from Golden Voice.
Cruel World Festival is back on Saturday, May 17th at Brookside at the Rose Bowl in Pasadena. The 2025 lineup includes New Order, Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds, The Go-Go's, Devo, Orchestral Maneuvers in the Dark, Death Cult, Garbage, Madness, Till Tuesday and more. Passes on sale now at cruelworldfest.com. Payment plan options available at checkout.
Support comes from the Wells Fargo Foundation and the David Nazarian College of Business and Economics at California State University, Northridge, offering small business consulting services for the San Fernando Valley and surrounding areas. Nazarian MBA Consulting helps solve business challenges. Does your small business need help? More information is at csun.edu/Nazarian Consult.
Support for the SoCal Sound comes from Niederlander, presenting Jason Bonham's Led Zeppelin Evening, celebrating 50 years of physical graffiti at the Greek Theater on May 31st. Tickets are on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. Jason Bonham's Led Zeppelin Evening, celebrating 50 years of physical graffiti, the Greek Theater, May 31st.
Hi there, my name's Mark or Mookie, either one will do, and no, I don't have a $300 million contract like that other Mookie in town, nor could I hit a 90-mile-an-hour heater, but can that other Mookie guide you through classic alternative hits and feature a bunch of great new music on public radio? I'm not sure. Join me every weekday, 2 to 6 p.m. on the SoCal Sound and the SoCal Sound app.
It wouldn't be Friday without Julie Slater and Jason Friday.
Friday on a Friday
on the SoCal Sound.
If you're making easy money and you got some time to kill, go get stock naked, honey, and drop those dollar bills. Go drink in every bar, go sleeping by the lake, go by and love the way.
take and take another listen. Put the needle on the line. This motorcycle prison with all its hard rock vision. It might take you half a lifetime, might take you 24 hours to do it. I can't take just one more. It might take you half a lifetime, might take you 24 hours to do it.
How much do you love that song? How much do we love Jim James? How much do we love My Morning Jacket?
Oh, my God.
My first show in L.A., My Morning Jacket at the Wiltern. I was on that tour when he wore, like, what did they call those? We probably talked about this. They were, like, space boots. They're real puffy.
Yeah.
Do you remember what they were called?
No, but I picture them well.
They might have even been silver.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah. He That's actually funny. Dated a friend of mine.
Oh, right.
It didn't end well, I don't think.
No, no, no.
I still love you, Jim. Anyway, that is the brand new song, Half a Lifetime. And the new album is it came out today, so it's brand new.
Oh, yeah.
All next week, we're going to do an album dive. Jim James, if you're listening, come into the station. We'll hang out, and we'll go over the album every single day, and we will hang out. And it'll be totally cool.
And I'll by chance be there too.
Oh, you're coming?
I mean, what?
So tune in all next week, just after 12 noon, and we will play all of the record, a couple tracks every day. There's 10. I love when an album has 10 tracks. We'll play two a day. How about that? Our 88.5 album dive.
Yeah.
We have some amazing artists here at the station. So many of the people who put their heart and soul into the SoCal sound are also musicians. Cliff Beach. He has a book out. He's a speaker. He does all kinds of stuff. He doesn't like to be pigeonholed. That's what I know for sure by reading all the stuff that he posts online, because he does everything. So he has a brand new EP. It's called, so it's Cliff Beach. It's called Little Beach. Let me show you, Jason. I'll show you the little picture. That's the album.
Oh, my.
It's God. Him as a little kid.
Look at that.
It's hard to see. Does he have headphones on?
Yeah, he does.
He's sitting on this like old time
couch.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Okay, so he put out this EP. It just came out. And, I can expand it.
Yeah, look at that.
He's listening. Oh, my gosh. Is that a...
Yes, it looks like...
I'm trying to see if that's like a Walkman or something. It looks a little long.
It looks big. It almost looks like
he's not that old either.
No, I know. Obviously, his parents had some cool
It's very cute.
Yeah.
So check out the picture online. If you go to Cliff Beach, he's on Instagram. But anyway, we're going to play this song that's really groovy. It's Let It Go. Oh, it's called I Ain't Thinking About You. He says, let it go and move on. This song is the ultimate breakup anthem. And I just want to say, Cliff, if you're singing a song that says, I ain't thinking about you, you kind of are thinking about the person. It's a little contradictory. Oh, he's playing a show next week on Wednesday in Marina Del Rey. This is kind of wild. We should pop by this one. Killer Yacht Club Speakeasy, Marina Del Rey on Admiralty Way. That's Wednesday, March 26th. We have a friend that lives right over there. 7:30 showtime. Cliff, I hope you're listening. I told him we were going to play the song. We're going to get into it. It is our very own Cliff Beach, so it is also a local music spotlight.
Oh,
on Friday on a Friday. We've talked way too long. It's 88.5.
The SoCal Sound.
I ain't thinking about you. No. About you no more. I think about you. No, I think about you no more. You never really cared about me. I was just your silly plaything. You pretended to get to know me. But in the end, I learned you knew nothing. Whoa. I just can't believe that you would hurt me. Cut me, watched it bleed. A great tragedy left me so lonely. By myself only to lie. Get you off of my mind. I ain't thinking about you. No. About you no more. I ain't think about you. No, no. I ain't think about you no more. You thought my whole world would just fall. Well, I don't think of you at all. No. And if you would ever try to call, you would just get the dial tone. Nothing wrong with you, baby, nothing wrong with my phone. I don't care if you miss me and wanna get back with me. I would just turn and run, cause girl, I'm so done. You fooled me once, but now I know better. I'm so happy that we're not together. I was just ensnared in your trap, but now I'm out, I'll never go back. I just can't believe that.
It's Friday, I'm in love.
With Julie Slater and Jason Friday.
Friday on a Friday on the SoCal Sound.
Benny.
We had him on our podcast. We still host a podcast because I have to. If you ever want to Google that, it was a great two-parter, a great conversation. He was very truthful.
Oh, yeah.
Going through a divorce, had a new love piece. They might still be together. I have no idea.
Right.
But you talk about – so we talk about how Radiohead is toying with us, with touring. A week ago, Band of Horses was like, hey, tune in next week. Big news. So I was like, oh, a new album. They're going to come to the West Coast. No, it was like an East Coast tour date.
I know.
A whole list of tour dates all south and east.
They're leaving us dry and sad.
It's very, very discouraging, Ben Bridwell.
It is.
If you're listening, give us a call. You've got my number.
Literally.
Even though you ghosted me after a little while. That's okay. We can repair this relationship.
Yes.
Okay. I don't know if I spoke about this, Jason, but I got to chat with Justin Vernon from Bon Iver this past week. We became fast friends and lovers. Gosh, you're getting so angry and filled with jealousy. He's now living in LA sometimes.
Right.
And he's like, hey, babe, you want to hang out? I'm kidding. He didn't say any of those things. I did come up with, let's manifest this.
Okay.
I would like to go to a tattoo parlor with Justin Vernon from Bon Iver and get crow tattoos.
Yes.
That conversation's coming soon. We have a brand new record from Bon Iver. So Bon Iver put out a EP, which is called Sable. The new album is going to include that EP. It's called Sable Fable, and it comes out on April 11th.
Beautiful.
Do you like that idea?
I do. I love it.
He seems to be very – he's like, you know how he spent a lot of time in the woods and he gets very sad.
Yeah.
L.A. brightened him up a bit and he's feeling happy.
Ain't that – it has to be the weather, no?
I don't know. Everything is Peaceful Love is the new song. It is Bon Iver. During this song, Jason, you can punch the wall in your jealousy with my love affair with Justin Vernon.
Okay.
It's Friday on a Friday, 88.5.
The SoCal Sound.
Tell you that I don't know, but you're favored now by 50, and I'm right at home.
to be the girl you loved. Be the girl you loved. Always. So show me why you're strong. Ignore everybody else. We're alone now. Always. So show me why you're strong. Ignore everybody else. We're alone now. Suddenly I'm hidden. It's this darkness of the dawn. And your friends are gone. And your friends won't come. So show me where you fit. So show me where you fit. Always. So show me why you're strong. Ignore everybody else. We're alone now.
Don't you think so, Jason Friday?
Yes, I do.
James Blake. Retrograde. You know what? We haven't even talked about your show last Friday.
Oh, my gosh.
We're coming up to our final song that we're going to play. Rival Tides played the Novo opening up for Anne Berlin. It was, well, you tell your side of the story.
It was just next level incredible. The feeling of being up there, the response while playing, the response, the feedback after the set. I mean,
the sound was terrific. You guys sounded really, really great, but the sound actually at the venue, which sometimes is not the case, at certain venues, it was beautiful. It really was. It was such a blast.
Yeah. It was so much fun. So many people showed up. And if any of you are listening, thank you. Love you so much. Really appreciate it. And we didn't even get to do like an authentic sound check. We just kind of did a line check real quick. Bam, bam, bam.
That's crazy.
These guys were so good with the sound. Very kind. The entire staff. Everybody treated us like just, I mean,
like
really.
The kings yeah. Rival Tides. Kings.
Yeah. It was very special.
Well, that's fun. It was really fun to be there, too. Thank you to Meg Robb for coming in town for the show.
Yeah.
Last night, we saw Mumford & Sons playing the Hollywood Palladium.
Yes.
You almost didn't get to go. I only had one ticket, but then at the last minute, I got granted a second ticket, and we stood behind the tallest people on Earth.
Oh, my God.
I mean, I'm pretty tall. You're tall. And it's always taller people.
I know.
Always. I have a great shot of this just tremendous guy in front of me. It never ends, does it? And I feel like they're double booking the Palladium crowd-wise. I can remember seeing My Morning Jacket there, and there's like open space, and it was a fun show. This is like jammed. Everybody's jammed.
I don't think I've been there many, many times, and I've never seen it that bad.
It was crazy.
Yeah.
And I don't love always staying to the very last minute of a show, but I knew they were going to play I Will Wait.
That's right.
At the very, very end.
Yeah.
So you got me, Mumford & Sons.
Woo!
We had to stay. But it was super, it was really a fun time. And it made me think about, you know, I love sad songs. But I was like, wow, it must be really fun to play in a band where you just play upbeat numbers and everyone's singing along.
I know.
Such a rush.
Yeah.
So it was a really great show. So it's the weekend. Take some time for yourself. We will be doing a little bit of wine tasting. We'll report back next week. Enjoy yourself. And until next time, my pretties, it's 88.5.
The SoCal Sound.
Well, I came home like a stone. And I fell heavy into your arms. These days of darkness, which we've known, will blow away with this new sun. But I forgave, and I won't forget. Know what we